This is Paul Mills. Thank you for listening to this message from God's Word. It is my prayer that God will speak to you today, bring hope, healing, and direction in your life. Take your Bibles, please. Turn with us to the book of Isaiah. I encourage you to take your notes. I'm ending a series that I have been on for the past number of weeks entitled, What God Has Promised. What God Has Promised. Next Sunday, Pastor Jim is going to be preaching. The next week, which will be the last week in February, I am beginning a new series on prayer. I really have been asking God, God, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? And I've got some things to say to you. I'm going to be teaching some things that maybe you've heard, maybe you haven't heard. We're going to be talking about prayer. How to get in sync with what God is doing and saying and call forth things that are not as though they are. You think that's important? Very important. Isaiah chapter 43. Would you stand, please, for the reading of the Word this morning? I'm actually going to read verses 1 and 2. I've only put verse 2 in your notes, and I do encourage you to take your notes to follow with me in just a few moments. But Isaiah chapter 43, beginning in verse 1, but now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. And I'm going to say that one more time. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. There are three throughs in verse 2. When you pass through the waters, God's not going to forsake you in the waters, dear friend. He's here to tell you that. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, anybody here ever gone through the fire? Anybody here going through the fire? When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Now, I would just have soon God said, I will keep you out of the fire and out of the water. That's not what he says. He says, you're going to go through it, tried by fire as a testimony. In your notes, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in how many things? All things. How many things are all things? Does he really mean that? We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You understand this morning you've not been called for your purpose. You've been called for his purpose. You were created before the foundation of the world, designed, programmed to bring glory to God. Father, bless your word. Honor it. Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, everyone said. You may be seated. Everything a Christian goes through has a purpose. Proving God's faithfulness to ourselves, demonstrating God's faithfulness to others, showing thanksgiving unto God for his mercy. Quickly this morning, I'm finishing this series, and I want to mention two things to you. The series has been entitled, What God Has Promised, and we've been looking at the promises of God. The first promise of God that I want to look at this morning with you is the promise of strength. The promise of strength. And I've given you Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. It's in your notes. I'm going to read it if you would follow with me silently, please. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. How many of you honestly would say, Pastor, a lot of you, I talked to several of you coming in the door. You're weary of the battle, you're weary of life, you're weary of what you're going through. God says he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. You see, we don't have to be strong in ourselves. We are strong in our God. It is his enablement, it is his power, it is his strength that is operating through us. Even youths grow tired and weary. Young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We have some young people visiting with us this morning. It's so good to have you guys. You make us feel young. Even youths grow tired. Jordan, you have a lot of energy, but even youths grow tired and weary. Young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Some of you are aware I went through an extended hospitalization several months ago. I've been in the process of renewing my strength. And day by day, there's more strength. There's a process of renewal. And I feel myself gaining that strength back. I want you to understand, because the enemy has taken a shot at you and knocked you down, doesn't mean you have to stay down. We serve a God of restoration and renewal. And the Word says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. That means I put my confidence in what God's Word says rather than what I feel I can do. You see, God's Word says I can do all things, Perry, through Christ who strengthens me. My physical body says, well, you better rest and sit down. God says, no, you can do all things. The Word of God says you are more than a conqueror to him who's loved you. My physical body says, no, you're sick. You see, at some point we make a decision. God, am I going to be what you said I am, or am I going to be what I feel that I am? And we begin to put on that armor of God, confessing that through Christ we can do all things because he strengthens us. The Word says they will soar on wings like eagles. Eagle is a majestic animal, flies higher than any other bird, climbs through the storms, Jim, to where the peace is. and it spreads its wings and uses the current to carry it. God said, I've called you to be eagles. I've not called you to be turkeys or buzzards or any other kind of animal. I've called you to be eagles, to show forth my glory. And even though we're going through the hard place, even though we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. In the name of Jesus, I can do everything God has called me to do, and so can you. Amen? And I put on that clothing, I put on that power, I put on that strength of God, and I rise up and I shake off the weariness, and I shake off the illness, and I shake off the things that are there, and I say, no, I am more than a conqueror. Now, I'm not sure what more than a conqueror is. I know what a conqueror is. He says, I am more than a conqueror to him that loved me. Isaiah 41, it's in your notes, says, so do not fear, for I am with you. This getting old can be a fearful thing. Has anyone noticed that? Perry says, I have no idea what you're talking about. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Say with me, strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this really isn't up to me. It's really not up to you. It's up to God. Faithful is he who has begun a good work in you, who will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is here to show forth his glory, his power in the earth. We are the people of God through which he manifests himself. And the devil is not going to steal from us what God said was ours. Is there a time when we pass on to the other side? Yes. And we need to be willing to do that. And I prayed the prayer this last week with Ron. And I said, Lord, just take him on into your presence. But until God, and I don't pray that prayer very often, by the way. You've been around here for, you don't hear me pray that prayer. This is the time, I just know it's time to pray that prayer. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will He knew you before the foundation of the world. Turn over to Ephesians 3. I want you to see something really beautiful from the Word this morning. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse number 14. Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Jim, this was Paul's prayer for these believers at Ephesus. He said, this is my prayer. I pray that out of his, Christ's, glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power. God has called us, ladies and gentlemen, to be a people of power. He said, I will send my Spirit, I will send my power upon you. We operate not in our ability, not in our strength. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's not what I can do, it's what He does through me. And I pray that you may be rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Saying, I want you to experience that God nature. I want you to experience the divine life. This is His promise to us, ladies and gentlemen. To never leave us, to never forsake us, to enable us, to empower us, to cause us to experience His divine life, where we can truly say it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's His power. Number two, His power. I wrote myself a note under number one, strength. Strength is the power to be. Number two, power is the power to do. One is to be strong. The other is to do the strength, to do the power of God. Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You can't help it. When the Spirit of God comes on you, you cannot be silent. You cannot be quiet. You're going to witness. You're going to pray. You're going to speak life. You're going to cause that thing that is of God in you to come out. It's just going to happen. If you don't want to witness, if you don't want to pray, then you need to take a look and say, am I full of the Spirit? Because when you're full of the Spirit, those things automatically happen. Matthew 18:18, it's in your notes. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I have been given the authority of Christ to bind, to loose, to call things that are not as though they are, to speak forth the power of the life of God. We are His instruments. We are His representation in the earth today. God is looking for a people through which He can show for His grace. Matthew chapter 16, if you'll turn your Bibles with me. Matthew chapter 16. And beginning in verse 13. Matthew 16:13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. What about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter. Boy, we have really berated this poor guy. Talked about his vacillation, his lack of stability, his impulsiveness, all the negatives you want to talk about Simon Peter. Let me tell you something. Simon Peter knew who Jesus was. And he had an experience with Him. Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, not a Christ, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock, the rock of your confession, I will build my church. The gates of Hades, of hell, will not overcome it." Yeah, isn't this the guy that denied Jesus three times? Yeah, same guy. Isn't this the guy that was weak and wishy-washy? Yeah, same guy. God takes imperfect people. You say, "God, I can't." But you can. Use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. And God took this man, built the church. Verse 19, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This man, this fisherman, this uneducated fisherman who was compulsive and impetuous, became the foundation, became the man who God entrusted with the responsibility to change his world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. We may be old, but we're not dead. Do I get a witness on that? And God has called us to reach a generation for Christ. People are watching you. They're watching you go through the storms, the hard places, through the sickness, through the financial need. God, they're watching what God's allowing in your life, and they're watching to see. Your children are watching you. Your grandchildren are watching you. Are you going to give praise in everything? Is he the one that's going to receive the glory? Are you committed to following him regardless of the cost? Say, "Lord, I'll go with you all the way." Whatever that means. The road of following Christ is not always easy. Jesus himself suffered. He was beaten. His beard plucked out of his face. Spit upon. Reviled. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And he prayed blessing upon them, and he became the sacrifice. He became the tool that God could use to bring redemption and salvation to this world. I'm not implying that you and I are the Son of God. I'm not implying we have the same right of redemption. I am saying, however, God can and does use us. We have two fine men from the Gideons that work. Would you mean to stand up? I can't remember. Jerry and John, is it? Phil, it's close. These men are from the Gideons. They'll be here afterward if you want to talk to them. They're giving out the word of God. They're witnessing. They're sharing. They're using their life. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not finished with us. And you're showing that. You're proving that. Your faithfulness. Your love. Your commitment. Acts 4:33 says, "With great power the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them." If you'll go back to that text, they had just left a session of being beaten. Their backs were bleeding. And they said, "We're not going to stop." One more scripture and we close this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I don't know what all God is doing here at prime time. I know that 3.5 years ago, Nancy and I answered a call of God to begin this church. We showed up on a Sunday morning not really knowing if anyone would be there, except our daughter and two grandchildren. They never came back. They've been back a few times. Everybody say, I love Brother Paul. I've had brain surgery. Y'all have to excuse me. God has a purpose for every one of our lives. We are here to change our worlds, our families, our communities, our nation. God wants to use us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning of verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Different kinds of service, but the same Lord. Different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. God is concerned not about individuals, but He's concerned about the church. He's concerned about individuals as it relates to the church, but He gives you the Holy Spirit not so that you can go around with an attitude. He's given you the Holy Spirit so that you can minister the life and the grace of God and build up His church and bring people to know Him. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge. By means of the same Spirit, to another faith. By the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing. By that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another distinguishing between spirits. To another speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He does. We have the history of the New Testament church. We're common, ordinary people. We're filled with an uncommon and unordinary presence of God. And they changed their. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not been called to be a social organization. We have not been called just to have a good time. We have been called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to our generation. Primetime fellowship. Yes, we have parties. Yes, we have good times. Yes, we laugh. But understand the reason we are here is so that men and women may know Christ. Amen? That's it. Someday we will stand before God and He will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. God has called us to pray. He's called us to win. He's called us to disciple those that are someday we will hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I make you ruler over many things. Lord, I thank you this morning for the opportunity that we have to make a difference in our world. I thank you for primetime fellowship. The men and women in this room who have covenanted together to walk under your lordship and to make known your love to our generation. Lord, I thank you that every one of us in this room have been given the privilege and the responsibility to live a life that will win others. And Lord, as they see us go through the hard places, through the difficult places, They see our faith is strong. Lord, they see our words are of praise to God. And regardless of what we go through, in everything we give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Lord, I thank you that we have the privilege of giving declaration to this generation that you are Lord. And help us to continue to do that as never before. Show us new ways, Lord. And God, even as we go through the hard places and we battle through the difficult places, God, may there be a resolve in us that says, I will not back up. I will go forward. And until Christ takes me home, I will be a witness for him.
This is Paul Mills again. I pray that this message has blessed you. This ministry is possible only through the faithful prayers and financial gifts of God's people. Please pray for us and make a financial contribution so that we can continue to reach people around the world with the message of hope in Jesus Christ. You can give online by clicking the Giving tab at the top of the website. Or you can give by mail to the address also listed on the giving page. All gifts are sincerely needed, appreciated, and are tax deductible. Thank you for helping us reach the world for Christ.